Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
Hold on, are we recording?
Yeah.
Are we recording? Oh, let me start then.
All right, go.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Katie Price Show. Yes, the show I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price.
Hello.
You're late today.
Yeah, I've been in meetings. I've been in meetings all day. So I'm late for once.
For once in my life, funny enough, I was in the hairdresser's while I am in there, and there was a lady sitting next to me with a laptop, and I thought, well, if I'm stuck, she might be able to help me with my... Anyway, so she could see the mic, and I'm saying that I'm doing my podcast. And I was trying to set it up, and then it said no internet. So I'm like, oh shit. So luckily, the lady has helped with the internet. And then she's listened to podcasts. And I said, oh, you'll see behind the scenes of how it works. And like, she wants to know if it's scripted and all of that. So the script that I never read because there isn't one.
Yeah.
I showed her it just so, look, this is how authentic it is, that we just sort of know we're going to talk about, but we don't know exactly the answers until we start talking.
Yeah.
I just thought it's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice. You've shown someone behind the scenes of the pod.
Wow, it's interesting, the behind the scenes of me sitting there with fish and chips, having my hair done. See, I do work. I'm not lazy. Even when I have my hair done, I'm still working.
Yeah, I know. Right, half term, what have you been up to this week?
So half term, where have I been with the kids? Like rollerblading. Gone on. Do you know what? Brighton Pier. I am going to slag Brighton Pier off. I'm really pissed off. Yeah, I am. You just nearly burnt my eardrums, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Now you know what it's like. Because
you went like that. No!
No.
Right,
no.
Brighton Pier.
Did you get any donuts?
So, I love the sugar donuts on there, but let me tell you about the pier. So, me, my friend Lou, and her other half, Daz, and their four kids, and then me, Princess, Ed, Jet and Bunny. So we all thought we'd meet up in Brighton. So I got myself a new laptop because obviously the other one got broke. And then we all went for something to eat. And I thought we have to do something with the kids. So we thought we'd go on Brighton Pier. And it says it doesn't shut till 8 o'clock. I used to think the pier was open till midnight. But anyway, so we get there at 5:30. All the kids are excited to go on the rides at the end. Because we went in separate cars, it's not a long story, but I need to set it up. It was bloody freezing, by the way. So I said to Lou, we'll meet you at the end of the pier for the rides. Anyway, it looked quite empty, the ride area. So I thought I'd be organised and get some tickets for us four, because I didn't know who wanted to go on with Lou's. Anyway, so we bought the tickets. Then Lou met us there, and bear in mind, it's freezing, and we're standing there, and I'm moaning because I'm cold because I hate it.
Yeah.
And then the ticket shop bits had shut. So we bought tickets for the waltzer. So we're sitting on the waltzer, us four, and they wouldn't let Lou and her kids on because the ticket thing had shut. And we're like, and Lou said to the guy, I'm not being funny, but you've got four kids standing here who want to go on. So you're letting these four on because they bought tickets. We've got the money. We're paid for the tickets, but your tickets are shut. And they're like, no, the rides are shut now. So that was quite unfair. And if you Google it, it says the Palace Pier finishes at 8. But they don't say that when they fancy it, they shut the rides when they fancy it.
Oh.
It's not a set time. So anyone who wants to visit Brighton and go on the Palace Pier and go on the rides at the end, don't get excited because you might not even get on a ride because it's up to them when they decide to shut it. What a load of bollocks. It just ruined it for the kids because we only went on there to go on the rides at 5:30.
I never knew that.
That was my rant of that. What else have I done?
You keep on putting quotes up really on Instagram.
What's all you that worried about me?
Well, what's all that about?
I've been putting quotes up because what the quotes are they though?
Well, about the kids, they're positive. Or? They're positive ones.
Well, there you go. They're positive about me.
Oh,
there's nothing going on in my head. I'm fine. They're positive.
She's having deep thoughts.
But yeah, don't worry about the positive notes. It's to give everyone out there, if you're going through a shit time of anything, be positive. I've got through it. I'm a survivor. And I just like to remind myself that because behind the scenes, I am pressured, and I'm proud of myself that I'm still a warrior and a survivor. That's what the folks are about.
Yeah.
I am a survivor. Yeah.
I'm gonna
make it. Yes, and I am vaping.
Oh, it's not good. Oh, I went to the gym this morning.
Did you?
Yes, and it was.
No, that's actually good.
It was so nice listening to my music. Like, loved it. I had Justin Bieber on. I had Janet Jackson. I had a bit of Pussycat Dolls. It was great.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, talking of songs, right? So as you can see, Mum's called my face, says it looks like I've got a pig snout on my face because I had my lips done like that. She said, you
when
look like you've got
say
a pig
that?
Snout, but I don't care. Oh. Well, I had them done yesterday. So on our way to Essex, I thought I'd do a little mashup of music. So I went on to good old YouTube and I put in like Jessie J, Whitney Houston covers and that. She's so good. And then Leona Lewis, then Sam Bailey. And then I ended it with, you're my wifey, make my life with that one. But
I
was so good just
that.
Playing all the Whitney's cover versions.
Yeah.
Like all the ballads. I loved it.
Do you know what I heard on today? I heard on the best things in life are free.
In life now are that free.
Yeah, that one. Now that
love
I've
it.
Discovered what you mean to me. Lol.
So for you're off your period now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Because you're in
tell?
A better mood. Yeah, but guess what? I am prepared because I'm waiting for mine to drop the bomb any minute.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
I've come prepared with the super Tampax.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I did notice them, actually.
I cannot stop eating. And it looks like I look like a pregnant jelly bean because it just goes on my belly when I'm due on. Just the water retention.
God, it goes everywhere.
So you're
with
in a
me.
Good mood. Yeah, it goes on your attitude as well. So you could tell you're in a good mood that you've come off your period. Well, guess what? I'm about to start mine.
Oh, she's such a bitch. What do you mean, tell by my attitude?
You love it. Well, you're just happy. You got rid of all your week before your period when you get moody to build up to it. And then you're moody on it. And now we've got Soph back in the room. I like that, Soph. Well
done. You've got Soph for 1 week.
Yeah, and what about me? If I even get slightly edgy, you're like, Kate, hey, and I'm like, I'm not allowed to get edgy because if I get edgy, people think, what's wrong with Kate? Why is she moody? Why is she like that? It's called period.
Yeah, that's so true, actually.
So there you go.
Get like that.
Do you know, I wish there was an invention that when you know you're on, you can just make it happen. I just hate when you know you're due them. I just want to know what day it's happening. Like,
use your app. Use your Maya app.
Aches and cramps. Oh, that's what you use when you was pregnant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Really good.
Yeah, I'm normally 28 days.
I am. I'm 28 days. Yeah.
One of my friends, we were just talking this morning and she was like, you know, what have you done this weekend? Went bowling with the kids. Yeah. What have you done? I had sex 7 times in one night.
Was every ejaculation inside or was there several body areas?
I didn't
Because I bet you were covered in the stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful night to me.
Yeah, that sounds like my idea of hell.
Like, let's do it once. It's like, let's do it early so that I can fart. I can let my farts out.
Hi, guys. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lauren.
And together, we are Nip Tuck Pod.
You're probably thinking, who the fuck are these two? But look no further. We are your group chat. We are your deepest, darkest secrets. We are saying everything you are thinking, but don't dare say it.
So if you want totally unfiltered girl chat, then look no further. Head over to our episode now, have a listen, and I promise you guys, you will love it.
So we've had some bad reviews on Apple about you eating on one of our
recent
episodes.
Bad reviews?
Only one? Wait.
About me eating? Hold on, one review. Can I just say something? She's got a massive chip on her shoulder. Bollocks to you.
Bollocks to you. I love that.
And if I want to eat and vape, I will.
Go
on.
I will. That's not good. I don't approve.
Oh, what can I do right? I can't even eat a chip without someone complaining. What has gone wrong with this world?
Oh, I don't know. So did you see pictures of my allotment on the family group?
I saw pictures of your allotment, but what I'm confused about is you've just bought a house with a nice big garden.
Yeah.
Why do you need a plot of allotment, field bit in an allotment when you've got your own garden. And don't say it's to grow vegetables and all of that, because you can do that in your own garden.
No, it's because I don't understand. Right, so I like the extra space and I do want to grow vegetables and live off the land.
You want to live off the grid, didn't you?
Love I do. I'd love to live off grid. I'd love that.
But the thing is, your allotment, and there's obviously lots of other allotments, do you reckon it becomes a competition who's got the best allotment?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Don't tell me people compete on whose is the best allotment. Well, the best shed. This and that. I'm going to order you an apron.
I've already ordered one!
Fucking hell, Soph, my ears. I really wanted to buy you like a something from me to you. So when you're in your allotment, you will stand out like a sore thumb in your apron and your bloody gardening gloves.
Get like, me a gnome.
Right. A gnome. Can I get you something for your allotment?
Yeah. Yes.
A big dick.
No! No, something nice. Not a dick.
No, I'm going to get you something. I might get a pink unicorn or something.
No, nothing
No, I'll
tacky.
Get you a gnome. You want a gnome? No. It's not tacky.
Yeah, it's tacky.
I'm going to get you something for your allotment. So when you're there and you're having a bad day, you can look at the gnome and think, look at it and go, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'll bet, so have you got yourself a wheelbarrow yet?
I've ordered myself an apron. Gardening sort of gloves. I've ordered myself a new shovel, a fork, and
don't think gardening tools are expensive.
Well, I've got most of mine on Amazon and it hasn't been too bad.
Well, I wouldn't know how to order on that. I'm a dinosaur. But do you know what? Talking of your allotment, it's like when I'm with the horses.
Yeah.
I love buying feed bins. And I love wheelbarrows and the forks and all matching. Because so you do pink one. They never used to. They always used to be green. Yes. And now you can get like blue, pink. I love it.
Yeah.
I get some. But they're so expensive, wheelbarrows. Well, just to log shit around in.
I know. I'm taking Dad up the allotment this weekend. And he's going to tell me what he thinks I should do.
Yeah, that would be good. He'll build you like what he did at Mum's house for your vegetables. That wooden thing.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want him to do. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, is it?
He's doing my paneling.
Also, I might get some fresh vegetables. So.
I know.
I love it.
Dad's doing my wall paneling today, this weekend as well. So I'm getting him to do that.
Oh, that's all right then. Oh, actually, Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Obviously, this is coming out next week.
Right. So tonight, Harry's cooking me a steak and... He actually didn't get me a Valentine's card.
Are you dressing up?
No, fuck that. I'm watching Love
Island.
It's
not the end of the day. Are you going to dress up for Harry tonight?
No, I'm watching Love Island.
Or are you going to wear your apple catchers, Soph?
Yes. Wait, go on the Bridget's. The Bridget Joneses.
Go on the Bridget Joneses. Well, this is the only Valentine's present I got, and it's right here. So I only got, I'll put it on my Instagram actually,
yeah,
a packet of Love Hearts and that chocolate from Kate who's doing my hair. That is the only thing I've got for Valentine's. I've got no one.
Did JJ not get you anything?
I'm just not my boyfriend. I haven't got a boyfriend, have I? But why hasn't anyone sent me anything to my house? If I can get murder letters and things like that through the post, why can't someone send me fucking flowers or a pair of shoes in a handbag? Or a spa weekend.
I'll tell Mum to send you some flowers.
I'm very disappointed. I had to buy Bunny for her little boyfriend. £50. She wanted a teddy, this box and all this for him. And I'm like, I'm buying this for a nine-year-old. It's not even her boyfriend because she loves him. And a bloody Bloom we was walking around with saying Happy Valentine's thinking, no one think that's me. I haven't bought it for anyone. Like,
that's nuts.
Anyway, so that was my Valentine's. She drains me. she drains me. I say, do you think money grows on trees? She goes, yes, it does, Mum, because it's wood. And then they make and it turns into money. She's such a little smart ass.
Oh, God.
And they think money comes out the wall. You know, if you get money out the wall, why do kids think there's a secret wall that just gives you money? Like, no, you have to work and then it goes in a bank, then it goes in a wall.
Exactly. You have to graft for it, Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what I'm into at the moment. Guess what I'm into at the moment? I'm into something, I don't know what it is about me, but I have to get it in every colour. Moon boots.
Oh, yes. The half letter. I found Albert's the other day that you bought him.
Obsessed. Yeah. See, I bought Albert a pair from skiing last year. Were they red or something I got him?
Navy.
Yeah, so I've bought so many different colours. I just love them with trackies and that. They're so comfortable. So good. My new thing I'm into is, instead of trainers, I've gone to moon boots.
Nice.
So, and I bought Princess and my pair last Christmas, and Princess wouldn't wear them last year, but now she's like, oh. I'm like, see, I bought them last year, now everyone wears them. So your mum does know something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not very fashionable, but I'm do you know what I'm going to call myself? Traxable. I'm not fashionable. I'm traxable. I can pull off a tracksuit and know how to wear it.
You do love a tracksuit.
Well, you just put it on. I love a tracksuit. But I've always loved my tracksuits.
Yeah, you have. Do you remember those Combats, the Murahashi pants?
Yeah, I've been wearing Combats again, like the fashion's come round.
Yes.
I remember when I was with Dwight, and there was a shop called The Library in London, and you used to buy their Marurashis, I can't say them, and they were like £800 for these Combats.
Yeah, I remember them. I used to get them.
And they're all back in, and now I'm like wearing with my moon boots, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that's
all the
good.
Wacky colours. And yes, I have got pinks and all of that. I couldn't see you in a pair of moon boots. You wouldn't wear them, would you?
No, well, I would, but I do prefer trainers. I'm a trainer girl.
Well, I am a trainer girl, but I just love the moon boots. So I thought I'd let you know
She loves the moon boots.
She loves it.
What's going to say?
What else you got to say? Have we got any readers' questions or readers' complaints?
Have we got any rumours you want to clean? Rumours you want to clear up?
Yes, rumours? I've got rumours I want to clear up.
Go on then, tell us.
What's been said about me this week? I don't know, Soph, because every day there's something I can't keep up. I don't know what's been said about me today, yesterday, that I don't know, because every day there's something. Let me think.
That's true.
Is there a rumour that you've heard about me? Because you normally get the email.
What's it been this week?
Oh,
this week
there was one this week, and I loved your reply back. What was that one?
About you and JJ. We're publishing a story. Would you like to comment? Something like, we're publishing a story about them being together. We need a comment. And they were like, can we have a comment from Kate's team? And I was like, this is thrilling stuff. This is thrilling article.
I thought you were flying. Honestly, anyone listening, like, Soph gets like press stuff through. And sometimes Soph's reply, because it's so pathetic what they ask. So they ask about me and JJ or Ella or something.
Yeah.
And you went, how thrilling this is. Like,
thrilling
they
article.
They write what they want anyway.
Is.
Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell.
No.
This is what I want to clear up. If I'm pictured with a man, automatically they think I'm with them. Mm. If I'm pictured with a woman, they don't say nothing. What is that about? So am I not allowed male friends?
That's a good point,
am I not allowed
actually.
To go to dinner with... Why do they pick on me? That if I've got male friends I want to go to dinner with, why does it mean I'm shagging them, or why does it mean I'm in a relationship with them? Because if I'm pictured with a girl or something, they don't say nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Can
true.
You just answer that? Can I have your views, people, and write in?
Well, I'll tell you what, we will be having a journalist on the podcast, so we'll ask her that.
And I know the journalist. She's known me since the beginning.
Since the very beginning.
That would be a good pod. She actually has.
Yeah, that will be good.
Yes. And she has wrote some horrible stories on me through the years, but we're like, friends got through it. Like, that's the thing about the journalist that's coming on, and I can't wait for you lot to listen, because we will talk about stuff she's written about me and how I've like said
but
to her why have you done
this
and that.
We do it in a nice way, not argumentative.
No, I like her. No, I like her. Yeah. I mean, she's been there from back in the day. And at the end of the day, some of these journalists have their jobs to do and they don't want to do it. But these days, journalists don't check nothing. They just write what the hell they like.
So moving swiftly on, there's still tickets available for our live tour. So head to the episode description for more information.
Yes, if you want a good girls' night or drag your other halves along, buy some tickets for our live podcast show all through May, up and down the country. You can see the dates for our show, Where, Soph?
Oh, God. We're going, where are we going? Newcastle? We're going to
Glasgow?
No,
where can they buy the tickets?
Oh, in the episode description.
There you go.
Right, shall we move on to some listener questions?
Yeah, listener questions. Let's go for it.
Right. Katie and Sophie, can you give us an insight into your daily routines?
Okay, my daily routine is very different every single day because I haven't got a normal 9-to-5 job. My job, like, look at me today. I've had my nails done this morning, got up, fed the dogs and the cat, sorted the kids out and made boiled egg and soldiers this morning. Went, took Bunny to have her nails done with me. Then I had a sunbed. Then I saw this quirky little shop I went in. And now I'm sitting there having my hair done, my extensions redone, while I'm doing my podcast. And then I'm going to be doing my TikTok shop while I sit here. And that would be my day. Yet tomorrow, I'm going skiing. So I'll be getting up early, going to the airport, getting on a plane and making a snowman. See, that them 2 days are completely different.
So my days are pretty much the same most days. I get up anywhere between 5 and 7:30 with Albert in the morning. Then I have a latte and then we probably watch either Shaun the Sheep, The Lion King or Frozen. And then I drop Albert to nursery. Then I go to the gym, come home, have breakfast and open my laptop. And then lunchtime, I'll go for a little drive in the sticks probably or a walk and then get dinner. Go and pick Albert up from nursery, check emails. That's my day most days.
Yeah, see, I'm on my phone all the time checking stuff, obviously.
Yeah, I am too.
And then I phone Harvey twice a day and I normally wake up with Harvey sending me loads of videos because he gets up early and then through the day. Actually, I've got some pictures. Oh, we need to put on his Instagram. Like, but every day Harvey sends me pictures, writes notes, but I speak to him twice a day. Sometimes it's, Mum, can you call me tomorrow, please? I'm busy. When he's not busy, he's just sitting there on his iPad. So I'm always messaging the kids, sweet to the kids, and off to that every day.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Right, next question.
And then in the evening, Mum and Dad are there.
Yeah.
So
how are you finding living with Mum and Dad?
Last night, she treats me like, I know I'm Kevin and Perry go large, but she has a go at me about everything. So last night, Princess, it was pancake day. Princess made all the pancakes. Yeah. She was actually really good. Mum had 4 pancakes.
Did she? Like,
I've never seen her eat so much since her transplant. And then I just cooked some fish fingers, chips and nuggets. And then, every night, the family, we all sit around the table and just talk, make tea, take the piss out of each other. And then I get up to bed ready for 8 o'clock, ready for Love Island.
Oh, that is so it. Funny. Do you know Mum and Dad?
Then all the kids sit on my bed.
You know Mum and Dad watch New Tricks or Vera every night.
Oh, I know. But I do like Vera.
Yeah. Yeah, you do actually.
But every night when I want to go to sleep, all the kids want to get on my bed. They all come on the bed. I can't move. I'm like a soldier in the bed like that. But I don't say no to them because imagine that if I'm like, get out my room. So
Yeah,
so we're all on that. And then they're on their phones. I'm like, you're in my room. Can you get off your phones? I can't bear the noise of it.
Oh, God. Right, next one. Katie had a reading on an episode of one of her reality shows, The House with the Indoor Pool. Oh, that's Woldenham. Wondering now if looking back it was accurate or what happened. Love the pod.
Do you know, I've had so many readings, so many paranormal activity people come to my houses, all of them, because I think there's some in all of them, but I've realised it must be me. I love a reading. But I always find if you have a reading, it's best not to talk. But when you get to my age, it's pretty obvious someone's died, like your nan or your granddad or someone. Mm. Yeah. So when they're like, oh, someone's come through, and you're like, oh, in your head, oh, you're going to say it's an old person, a nan or granddad. So as much as I love a reading, it's hard for someone to do a reading and that for me because I think if they know they're doing my reading, they can Google it and make out it's... So if there's any good people out there who want to do a bloody good reading, but then don't... Well, it's hard, isn't it? How do I know if it's real or not?
This is a thing. You can just Google stuff nowadays with you.
Yeah. But I do love all that stuff.
I do. I love it all.
I can't remember that reading. I've had so many.
Right. Next question. What makes you both happy?
What makes me happy? Family.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say that. Same.
Family and the animals at home. That makes me happy.
Countryside as well for me.
Oh, and my horses. Horses, family and kids. I'm not saying it's in that order, but them three makes me happy.
Yeah. I love being with mum and dad. I love being with Velvet.
Should we say.
Harry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I do love chaos. For some reason, it keeps me driven.
It does you. I can't bear it. It does my head in.
I know. I like chaos. The reason I don't say I like calm is because I never get it. So I might as well say I love chaos because that's how it is.
Enough. Right. Next question. I was just catching up on clips from, I can't even pronounce that. What is that? Fripp's Farm? Jodie Marsh's Animal Rescue Centre.
Oh, Fripp's Farm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw Katie is now following them. I love watching the Fripp's clips with all the animals. It's such an escapism at the end of the day. And it's really peaceful to watch. Have Kate and Jodie become friends?
I think the media created a lot of stuff between me and Jodie. And I'd never had a problem with her. And I always say to people, we'd probably get on because we both love animals, horses. We've both been through the mill, both been through the media, and I actually haven't got a problem with her and never had. And if she reached out and that, imagine if me and her did an OnlyFans shoot, that would be one for the, thing, wouldn't it?
Do you know what, though?
I wouldn't rule that out if Jodie wanted to do an OnlyFans shoot.
Back in the day, though, I think you were both so young. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we was. I was like in my early, like 20 or something.
Early
I'm like
20s,
45 and 25 years on.
Yeah, exactly.
So, although I'm 46 in May, so people be prepared. My birthday, 22nd of May, so I didn't get any Valentine's stuff. You've got months to prepare.
Well, you'll be on the live tour for your birthday.
Oh,
You'll be in Cardiff.
Yeah, my birthday night, yes.
In Wales!
That's right. I love it. Get the wellies out in Wales.
Oi, oi, get your hunters out. Whoop, whoop.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot. Right, should we do life advice?
Life advice.
I would love some advice on hate. I've recently been judged and slated due to changing my appearance with fillers and Botox, and I know Katie will have suffered the same. Although I'm so happy and much more confident with how I look now, how do I overcome the negativity from others who try to tear me down?
What you've got to remember, if you decide you want fillers and lips done and all of that, I mean, look at me. I am a walking example of lips, surgery. And yes, people always slate me. But I always find the people who slate me are people who haven't had nothing done. When there's girls who have had fillers done, they seem to like embrace our look because, I don't know, it's normally the ones who are quite plain Janes who don't want anything done and they're so against it. But yeah, if they had an opportunity, they probably would.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting stick and you shouldn't take any notice of it. If you're happy with what you do, that's all that matters. If it gives you that boost or that confidence and that's what you want to do, rise above it or take it as a compliment because at least they've noticed it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right. Thank you for listening. Check out the episode description.
Thank you, guys.
Check out the episode description for more information about our live tour. And if you want extra episodes, sign up to become a VIP. And don't forget, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams. And to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process. So I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.